WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
One of today's busiest musicians is the Russian conductor Valery Gergiev. He's the Metropolitan Opera's very first principal guest conductor, the music director of two orchestras, and director of the White Nights Festival in St. Petersburg. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says he's also one of the most charismatic figures on stage.
The first time I sat up and took notice of Valery Gergiev was back in 1995, during the Boston Symphony's retrospective of works honoring the 50th anniversary of the end of World War II. Gergiev conducted the most famous symphony to come out of the war, Shostakovich's 7th, the so-called Leningrad Symphony. Shostakovich actually started it before the Nazi siege of the city now called St. Petersburg. But the attack gave him a new focus. I confess, I have mixed feelings about Shostakovich's symphonies in general. So often, he seems heavy-handed, bombastic, and sarcastic. He goes on as long as Mahler, but without Mahler's more novelistic variety and melodic inspiration. In the first movement of the 7th Symphony, Shostakovich's little joke is to take the lighthearted "I'm going to Maxime's" number from The Merry Widow and turn it into an aggressive, interminably repetitive march. But by subtly increasing the volume of each repetition and never losing the central rhythmic drive, instead of making me want to scream with boredom, Gergiev had me at the edge of my seat. Those excerpts were from the Shostakovich 7th Gergiev recorded just a week after September 11, 2001, leading the combined forces of his two orchestras, the Kirov Orchestra of St. Petersburg-famed Mariinsky Theater and the Rotterdam Philharmonic. Gergiev now feels there's a close connection among the six symphonies, 4 through 9, that Shostakovich composed in the decades surrounding the Second World War. And he's in the process of recording them as a group. His latest is the 4th. Composed in 1935, it's both autobiographical and apocalyptic. So schizophrenic, it threatened Stalin's political agenda for music. The composer suppressed the symphony just before its premiere. as The New Yorker's Alex Ross wrote recently, Shostakovich's urge to defy authority was always tempered by an instinct for survival. The Fourth Symphony went unperformed for 22 years. Shostakovich's most popular symphony is his fifth, maybe because of Leonard Bernstein's famous recording with its celebratory ending. We'll probably never know what Shostakovich really intended. What I like about Gergiev's performance is its ambiguity. Is the last movement triumphant or despairing? For Gergiev, music can be both. My personal favorite of Shostakovich's symphonies is the Ninth. It was controversial because it seemed too lightweight a response, both to the end of the war and to the tradition of a huge Ninth Symphony started by Beethoven. Again, Gergiev refuses to simplify its multiple layers of irony. In our current climate of international anxiety, I don't really want to hear war music. But with his emphasis on ambiguity and his masterful sense of structure and pacing, Gergiev actually makes me want to listen.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts Boston. Valeri Gergiev and the Kirov Orchestra will be touring North America beginning March 27th with a stop at Carnegie Hall April 4th through 6th.